I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Must have been nice to look out the window and actually see some winter, huh? For an event coming up that's called Winterfest, it'd be nice to actually have some.
It's nice to see a little bit of snow, and we're hoping the temperatures won't be deep freeze-ish, but winter, you know, a nice crisp winter is okay.
So it's Sturgeon County's Winterfest. It's set to go January 19th from 3 until 8 p.m. at Cardiff Park. I have to tell you, when I was a kid, we used to fish at Cardiff.
Well, you still can fish at Cardiff, and you can ice fish at Cardiff.
Can you really? So they still stock it, do they?
Yeah. It still gets stocked every year, yeah.
No kidding. That's fantastic. My gosh, the memories are floating back, and some of them I can share and some of them I can't. So let's talk about this, because it sounds like it's going to be quite an afternoon. Tell me about some of the things you've got going on.
We have a bunch of different activities planned. One of the big draws, of course, is we're going to have some horse-drawn sleighs or wagons, you know, depending on the amount of snow. So that's always a big crowd favorite, kind of running on a little bit of a schedule and going in the park area. And we'll have a gnome hunt and kind of, you know, the big focus of this is just to let people know, like, there's a lot of recreational activities and resources here in Sturgeon County. So
yeah,
just kind of let everybody know there's trails in the park and everything as well. We will have some creative storytelling by Donovan Workin. So that will kind of focus a little bit on the area, on Cardiff Park and its history. Like, there's, if you're unfamiliar, right, like, if there's a history of having coal mines in the area. So we'll be talking a little bit about that.
And Donovan's fantastic.
He's great. He's great. We're really looking forward to what he comes up with, too. And he's a great communicator in how he tells his story, right? It's going to be really entertaining.
Yeah, very funny
and,
guy.
Yeah, we'll have some fire pits going so that everybody can stay warm. There'll be s'mores. We'll have hot chocolate or coffee. We're going to have some great giveaways, some little hand warmers and other fun things to give away to everybody who comes out. And we'll have a constellation station as well, so you can take a look. And of course, we're kind of bridging the afternoon to evening time period, so we'll get to learn what's in the day sky and what's in the night sky. So look at some constellations, what planets you can see, have a little opportunity for stargazing. Hopefully we'll stay nice and clear, so we'll be able to look at a lot of things, but we have some maps that will show people, you know, what you can see in this area.
Very cool, because there's been something bright right up next to the moon for the past, I don't know how long, and somebody has told me that it's some sort of satellite, some said it's Venus. I haven't got a clue, so there'll be somebody there who can clear that up for me.
That's right.
Let's talk about the entertainment and music. Who have you got coming out?
We're going to have just more of there's not actually bands coming out, so we're just going to have some general music, and it'll be more focused on the storytelling, and we have a skating. Depending on the weather, of course, we do have a bit of an ice surface out there, and we have a skating ribbon that's under construction, but that will depend on how much snow we get. So there'll be some ambient music, that kind of thing, and basically focusing on the activities and people just taking advantage of the environment.
Love it. And it's all free. And free these days, when you consider the cost of everything, is a good thing.
It's a good thing. And it's a really nice time. It's a lovely park. If people haven't been out to Cardiff Park yet, just north of Edmonton, just a short drive right in the heart of Sturgeon County. Lovely facility. Like I said, we have some trails out there already. Because we have the skating trail out there, we have a lot of great lights to look at. And there's a little pond nearby as well. So, yeah, there's lots to see out there.
Sturgeon County's Winterfest, all set to go January 19th from 3 until 8 p.m. You can head online to check out if you need any more details at sturgeoncounty.ca. Gwen, thank you so much for stopping by the Windspeaker Radio Network. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.